we head over to the Tantramar Veterans Memorial Civic Center in Sackville, where last night about 75 area residents gathered for another community healthcare meeting organized by Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten, featuring senior staff from the Horizon Health Network.
I know there are people in this room and in our community who have struggled because our healthcare system has been dysfunctional. And at the same time, we have seen real progress here in Tantramar and in Straight Shores. I think there is a sense of hope that we have turned a corner, while also there being a feeling of uncertainty that remains as we try to navigate what's being created and figure out what's coming next.
Mitten pointed out that the first community healthcare meeting with Horizon was nearly 2 years ago in the same space. This time, Horizon Director of Primary Healthcare, Richard LeMay, told the crowd that the relatively new Tantramar Primary Care Health Center, located across the parking lot from the hospital, now has more than 1,800 patients on its roster, with another 1,000 patients expected to be added by January. Those patients will come from the NB HealthLink lists for the geographic region. LeMay also outlined the current staff makeup at the new clinic, which continues to grow.
So who's the staff now at the center? So we have two full-time nurse practitioners. We have one full-time physician that's there 4 days a week and also helps at the hospital with Bruno's team. Also one part-time physician that comes every second week. Two registered nurses. One is a casual helping out, and we have one full-time one. One licensed practical nurse, three administrative support staff, one registered dietitian, one pharmacist, one social worker, and one part-time respiratory therapist. We'll be adding new staff also in the next week and months. We'll be adding a patient navigator, another licensed practical nurse to the center, and another administrative support staff. So we're trying to keep growing to meet the demand and be better equipped to serve you.
More staff is being hired for the health center, but to make room for them, Horizon must expand its physical space. Horizon CEO Margaret Melanson said the plan to add more primary care space is underway.
I can tell you that there was a call for proposals that was sent out for expansion of primary care space. And so there were a couple of submissions with regard to opportunities. Those are just now in the process of being vetted, reviewed. Hopefully we'll come upon who is the proponent that we will work with in the next few weeks, and then have likely some type of renovation or additional space created. We know we're going to need that by 2026 because of these new people coming, and so we're on it. I can say that it's well underway, and that's the intention.
Despite at least one resident commenting on her experience of not getting through to the Tantramar Primary Care Health Center, LeMay told the crowd that the intention was for attached patients to have access to same-day or within-one-day appointments, and even for the emergency department at the Sackville Hospital to be able to refer attached patients for an appointment.
If you're part of the 1,806 attached patients and you show up at the ED department, we've connected with them to say, if you have any of our attached people going to your emergency department and you think by triaging them that they should be more appropriate to be seen by a physician or a nurse practitioner at our center, please let us know and we'll either offer that person a same-day appointment, you can just walk across the parking lot, or the next day, if it's more appropriate to be seeing us at our center than to be at the ED. So we want people to have access to us if it's the right place to be and not to be sitting at the ED.
Some of the questions from those gathered on Tuesday focused on the Sackville Hospital Emergency Department and the possibility that hours for the ED might eventually be restored. Here's Mount Allison Student Union President Wilson Palak.
My job is with the Mount Allison Students Union, and on day one, I've had this job for 20 days. On day one, I had 5 emails in my inbox stating that I need to come to this next meeting and express the need for a 24/7 or at least 24/5 emergency care center, because students are traveling to Amherst, Moncton, and it's not fair. We know emergencies don't wait for anybody, and it's not fair for students to have to travel 20 plus kilometers just to heal their broken arm or something minor. But students don't have doctors, students don't have access to care in Sackville, so And as far as expanding the ED hours goes, what is the timeline? Are we looking at years? Are we looking at months? And how urgent is it? Are we expecting something, an update soon, or are we expecting something by 2030? Because at the end of the day, we can't wait much longer. Mount A is only going to grow, and the town of Sackville is only going to grow. So we need something to happen soon, and we need it, you know, we need an update.
The answer from Horizon officials was clear. There's no timeline in place for the Sackville Emergency Department to return to 24/7 hours or even to increase its hours beyond the 8 hours a day it's currently open to the public. Dr. Bruno Chiasson explained it this way.
We can't really put a timeline on that. It's not an issue of want, and we all know we need it. We need staff. And it's not just a staff in Emerge. We're actually pretty well staffed. If you only look at the emergency department right now, in terms of physician, in terms of nurses, clerks, it's all the surrounding staff as well. Because we need lab, we need radiology, we need cleaning. It's a big puzzle that, unfortunately, a lot of us just want it done. I'm included in that. Part of me, I like not working nights, but it's not a reality. And an emergency department should be open 24/7. The numbers right now in terms of patients are really good with only the hours that we have now. With the staff that we got, we're able to not send people home without being seen most of the days compared to a few months ago. So it's moving forward. I can't really tell you in a time. It has to do with getting staff in the building.
Horizon CEO Margaret Melanson also repeated that message and later in the meeting added that one of the issues with planning to increase hours is making sure that the service level is consistent and sustainable.
The issue that I have is that I don't want to see us do that until we have sustainability. I believe that it's likely more problematic for the community if we have an on-again, off-again kind of a service. This week you're open 24 hours a day, next week you're not. Like, I feel as though that's probably more anxiety-provoking for students or for the community. So when it opens again 24 hours a day, it needs to be able to be sustained.
That's Horizon CEO Margaret Melanson addressing a room full of area residents gathered for a community healthcare meeting on Tuesday night in Sackville. Check chmafm.com later today for an audio recording of the full meeting.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.